Well, a good morning, everybody, on this Pentecost Sunday. And I have the wrong service sheet here. So let's see if I can find the right one. Julie, would you like to start us off? Because I need to find the right service sheet. Sorry. You're on mute, Julie.
Sorry. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Welcome in the name of Christ. God's grace, mercy, and peace be with you, and also with you. Lord, on this day of Pentecost, we come to you in awe and anticipation. In expectation of our hearts being strangely warmed, we wait on you, ready to receive the gift of your Holy Spirit, ready to receive your blessing, so that we, in turn, may be a blessing to others. Amen. You call us out of darkness to live in your marvelous light. Let us say sorry to God for all the times we have failed to live in the light of Christ. Lord God, sometimes we have a very high opinion of ourselves. We think we can do things better than anyone else. Forgive us, Lord, and help us to embrace humility. Lord God, sometimes we look down on other people's gifts. We don't recognize you working in their lives. Forgive us, Lord, and help us to embrace humility. Lord God, thank you that you know everything about us, whether we big ourselves up or rubbish ourselves. Help us to accept and use the gifts you so graciously give us. Forgive us, Lord, and help us to embrace humility. Amen. Lord God, we have humbly confessed our sins to you. You are gracious to forgive us. May we continue to live our lives serving you and rejoicing in your complete forgiveness. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Julie. I now have the correct service sheet, but I'll leave you to carry on with the first reading, please. Thank you.
The first reading comes from Acts 2, 1 to 21. The Holy Spirit comes at Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues. Amazed and perplexed, they ask one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine." Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to
Thanks be to
God.
God. Thank you, Julie. And our psalm for this morning, our verses from Psalm 104. How many are your works, Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea, vast and spacious, teeming with creatures beyond number, living things both large and small. There the ships go to and fro, and Leviathan, which you formed to frolic there. All creatures look to you to give them food at the proper time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things. When you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to the dust. When you send your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He who looks at the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke, I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. May my meditation be pleasing to him as I rejoice in the Lord. But may sinners vanish from the earth and the wicked be no more. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forevermore. Amen. Oh, Julie, I'll give you a rest and read this short one.
Okay.
The second reading is from John 20, starting at verse 19. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, if I was a singer, I might start by singing Happy Birthday. but perhaps not. And why would she want to do that? I hear you singing. Well, because as you all probably know, Pentecost is known as the birthday of the church. To some people, Pentecost conjures up misunderstandings. Some people have no idea what it is all about. Some think it is scary extremism, a cult, a movement, or another denomination. Far from it. Originally a Jewish harvest festival, it now marks the beginning of the church's missionary harvest. The day of Pentecost marks 50 days since Easter Day, the end of the Easter season. For many years, it was referred to as Whitsuntide. It is one of the major feasts in the year of the church. So special, in fact, that it is a time when many people come forward for baptism or confirmation. I did read that Whitsun may have referred to white, the colour worn at baptism or confirmation in the past. It may also be linked to wisdom. I don't know because I'm not that clever. What started as a harvest of grain has now become for the church a harvest of the Spirit. Because of Pentecost, we reap a harvest of power to be witnesses to the glory of God, the ability to be renewed, transformed, and to live life in His presence. At Jesus' ascension, He promised His fathers that although they wouldn't see Him again, God was sending them something special, and they are to stay in Jerusalem and wait. We read in Acts 2, verse 1, that when the day Pentecost came, they were all in one room, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind. Not as a little draft, as if someone had left the door open, a huge blast which filled the room where they were sitting. It must have frightened them to death. This unique once-for-all event was also marked by two other signs, fire and languages. It is said that the wind symbolizes the power of the Spirit, and what seemed as tongues of fire which separated and came to rest on everyone gathered there seemed to represent the Spirit's ability to purify and refine like fire. It was the languages that was the most confusing to everyone. As it was festival time in Jerusalem, Jerusalem was full of people from many different nations who all spoke many different languages, yet they all heard the disciples speaking in their native language. Even though the disciples came from Galilee and were not known for their intelligence or learning, it is said that this miracle symbolizes the fact that the newly born Christian faith is to be made known to the whole world. A pointer to the final day when persons from every tribe, nation, people, and language will be gathered side by side before the throne of God in joyful praise of the Lamb who was slain to save them. As you would expect, the people reacted in different ways to this miraculous sign. Some were bewildered, confused. Some were amazed and perplexed, implying disbelief. Others treated it as a big joke, mocking the disciples, suggesting that they had been drinking. This was a hugely significant act of God, which fulfilled his ancient promise, yet it provoked a mixed reaction. Some saw it with their own eyes, but still laughed it off. And this is a cautionary tale for all of us, and we need to take note. The point was, witnessing the miracle alone was not enough. The crowd needed to hear an explanation in the sermon that Peter gave. The miracle drew a crowd, but it is only spirit-empowered preaching of the gospel that drew the people to faith in Jesus. God sent his Holy Spirit, his power, to enable the relatively small band of followers to turn the world upside down with their witness. So, what has this got to do with us today? Well, plenty. Because of the faithful witness of others through the generations and the grace of God, we are in the favoured position of having the opportunity to be a child of God, a follower, a believer. It is God's will that all believers experience their own Pentecost. When we recite or read the Apostles' Creed, we say, "I believe in the Holy Spirit." We are affirming that God's Spirit is the force behind and within all life, but we also state our belief. The calling God's Spirit brings to each person differs. All our callings or gifts are important. It is our duty to exercise these gifts, even if we don't want to or think that we can. Dr. Billy Graham was a great speaker. This was his gift from God, and he used it well and drew probably millions of people to faith. And as good as that is, there is another angle to this. A little old lady is disabled. She can't go out, but she prays fervently. This is her gift, her calling, and it is so important. Then there is an old man who is rather lonely. He likes to go on the bus regularly to see people and to chat. As he chats, he shares stories of his life and his faith with fellow passengers. Who knows how many lives he touches? God does. God calls all people. He is no respecter of class or creed. He doesn't mind where we come from. It is important to him where we are going. God's promise of power, guidance, and his presence is his specific purpose for us. When we are full of the Spirit, it makes a difference. When someone is excited about something, they are passionate about it. They are full of it. Others notice, and it is infectious. I'm not sure if I should say this, but sometimes I think some of our churches could do with an extra boost of the Holy Spirit. There should be a feeling of excitement and expectation. They don't need to be boring places to prove the spirituality of our worship. Where the Holy Spirit is, there is genuine enthusiasm, dynamic power, and no one goes to sleep. So let us pray for a spirit of boldness and be sure that everything we do or say will be done in his name. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jackie. Thank you very much. And now Julie's going to lead us with our intercessions.
Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, as the people first knew you in fire and rushing wind. May we receive from you the life and power we need to live in the world with faith, hope, and love. Come, breath of heaven, fill us with the love of God. Come, gathering and unifying Spirit of God. Come to break down our barriers. Come to gather us from all ages and stages of life, from every place and speaking many languages. Come to unite us, though we are so different. We pray for an end to false divisions based on culture, language, and class, of insiders and outsiders, of gender, ethnicity, race, or sexuality. We pray for love that crosses divides and sees our common humanity, for love that does not speak of us and them, but finds your image in all people, whatever their status, and for the gift of love that is the beginning and end of all we do. Come, breath of heaven, fill us with the love of God. Come, gentle and sustaining Spirit of God. Come and breathe your peace on our hurrying and rushing, and calm our minds. Come to relationships that are fractured and friendships that are broken. Come to our uncertainties and our fears to breathe your peace. We pray for the love we need to serve other people and to welcome everyone, even people we do not like. We pray for patience in our church when there is conflict and determination to work for unity and to truly listen to people with whom we disagree. Give us the gifts of respect and tolerance as you weave together our differences and make us one. Come, breath of heaven, fill us with the love of God. Come, life-giving and healing Spirit of God, come to our emptiness and give us refreshment in our daily living and rest as half term begins. Come to the lost, the questioning and the powerless, the hungry and the homeless. Come to the lonely, the sick and the despairing with the comfort of your presence. We pray for people who are ill and for anyone suffering in body or mind, remembering the victims of the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo, especially children whose parents have died. We pray for all carers and for medical staff and ask for gifts of caring and compassion in their work. We pray for those in our community, especially Steph, Jack, Mary, Derek, Anne, Brenda, Roy, Elizabeth, Joy, Tony, Brian, Nigel, Audrey, John, Richard, Kathy, Bob, Oliver, Jemima, Mary. We pray for Rackenford School, Tiverton High School, and Tiverton Hospital. We also pray for the bereaved, thinking especially this morning of the family and friends of Margaret Tidball. Give us all the gift of service and help us to value each other. Come, breath of heaven, fill us with the love of God. Come, truth-revealing Spirit of God, come to show us again the best way to live and help us to walk in it. Come to all in power when lies cover reality and social media spreads disinformation and division. Come to shine light on our denial and delay as the planet burns. We pray for truth with kindness in our church communities. We pray for local and national leaders to confront the harm spread on social media platforms and for wisdom as we begin to engage with AI. Give us the gift of discernment to see what really matters. Come, breath of heaven, fill us with the love of God. Come, wild and wonderful Spirit of God, come to spark joy at the amazing beauty and diversity of creation. Come to show us the wide reach of holy love that embraces everybody and holds us all together in the world. Come to lead us onwards and outwards, as your unconfined and unlimited work in the world shows us. We pray for the gifts of wisdom and knowledge that we need to live well and love generously and all the uncertainties of this world. Give us the gift of courageous faith to follow Jesus at home, at school, and at work. Come, breath of heaven, fill us with the love of God. Come, spirit of the living God, come to surprise us and fire our imagination with what is possible. Come and give us the gifts we need for today. Come to protect and guide us always. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Julie. And the collect for Pentecost. Holy Spirit, sent by the Father, ignite in us your holy fire. Strengthen your children with the gift of faith. Revive your church with the breath of love and renew the face of the earth through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And trusting in the compassion of God, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May God, who loves you and has chosen you, strengthen you to live as God's holy people. Jesus, grow your gifts in us so that we might work for the good of those around us. Please give us the courage to share our gifts with others, knowing that all good things have come from you. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you all for joining us this morning. Sorry about the unconventional start. Thank you, Julie, for stepping up to the mark.
Yes, thank you very much, Julie.